USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House says President Trump will sign the bipartisan deal to avoid another partial government shutdown. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said, though, that President Trump would be declaring a national emergency on our southern border. Those comments drew sharp criticism from Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi.
So the precedent that the president is setting here is something that should be met with great unease and dismay by the Republicans. And, of course, we will respond accordingly.
Today marks the one-year anniversary of the Parkland shooting massacre. Florida Senator Republican Rick Scott, who was Florida's governor at the time when the tragedy occurred, remembers the victims.
Today, the state of Florida stands united with heavy hearts. Nothing we say here today can bring back the lives that were lost, but we must never forget them.
The Dow lost 104 points, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
An active weather system in California has many folks on edge, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
There's a big risk for flash floods and mudslides across California throughout the rest of today. As a plume of tropical moisture is expected to bring some very heavy rainfall, it's called an atmospheric river. Meteorologists say it causes massive precipitation along a very narrow path, and the danger in this case will be especially high near areas that have been burned in recent wildfires, as well as along streams. Around 2 to 3 inches of rain expected to fall from San Diego to near the Oregon border. Heavier rain is forecast along the west-facing slopes of Coast Ranges and the Sierra Nevada.
One person is dead following a shooting at a naval air station in Corpus Christi, Texas. Police say a man drove a stolen vehicle towards the North Gate this morning, then crashed into a security barrier, then charged towards security. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The federal budget deficit expanded by nearly 42% in the first quarter of this year's budget. Now that's from October through December. Current projections suggest the deficit could reach $900 billion at the end of this year. That's up from $779 billion last year. Maddie Dupler is the founder and president of Forward Strategies and also with the National Taxpayers Union. She tells Fox News,
"We are careening towards a cliff, and we don't know how to stop ourselves." Now, in some ways, it's alarming but not shocking that politicians have not started to use the national debt as an issue that they actually want to try and tackle. But frankly, if you look into the future, $22 trillion now, but a trillion every year after that, really starts to make a dent. And the reason that politicians should care about this is for both political reasons and realistic ones as well. One is that it destabilizes the future for all Americans. So if you're potentially a Republican or a conservative who talks a lot about economic opportunity, those opportunities narrow as the debt continues to squeeze out other kinds of investment.
If you're quick to fall in love, beware scammers are targeting you. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
The FTC says romance-related scams generated more losses than any other consumer fraud reported last year. The number of romance scams jumped from 8,500 in 2015 to more than 21,000 in 2018. The amount lost by victims reached $143 million last year alone.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.